In previous programs, we have considered compelling evidence that Jesus is the Son of God and that the Bible is the Word of God. We saw that Jesus Christ fulfilled all of the prophecies regarding the first coming of the Messiah. These messianic prophecies were written hundreds of years before Jesus was born, and they provide many specific facts regarding the life of the Messiah, which were specifically fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ, including that he would be born in Bethlehem, that he would be a miracle worker, healer, and light to the world, that he would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, and his clothes would be gambled for, that his hands and feet would be pierced, and that he would be resurrected. These are only a few of the prophecies fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ. Given that these prophecies were made hundreds of years before his birth, they lead us to the conclusion that Jesus is the Son of God. And what can be said about a book that contains accurate prophecies given hundreds of years in advance? We must conclude that it is of divine origin, for only God knows the future. Furthermore, Jesus affirms in the Gospels that the scriptures contained in the Bible are the Word of God. The divinity of Christ and the divine inspiration of Scripture are fundamentals of the Christian faith, which have been upheld by the Church since the first century. When we consider the unity of the Bible, we encounter more evidence supporting its divine inspiration. Consider this: the story contained in the Bible spans the origin of humanity, the fall of humanity, the redemption of humanity, in the culmination of God's plan for humanity. What is striking is that the Bible was not written by a single author at a single time. Rather, it was written by about 40 authors over a period of about 1,500 years, in different locations and languages, and in different literary styles. Yet it has amazing unity. Each author's contribution reveals part of the overall story, and it all fits together like tiles placed into a mosaic. While the unity of the Bible does not prove its divine inspiration, it does suggest it. Think about it for a moment. How could the Bible convey such a unified story when it was written by many people, over many years, and in many places, unless it was coordinated in some way? I think the best answer is that God is the source of the Bible. That is why the story is unified. No human lived long enough to coordinate the storyline. If it is not of man, it must be of God, for the unity of the Bible certainly could not be an accident. Beyond the unity of the Bible is the influence that the Bible has had in shaping the world. Consider the following observations of theologians Geisler and Nix. I quote, "No book has been more widely disseminated and more broadly influenced the course of world events than the Bible. The Bible has been translated into more languages, been published in more copies, influenced more thought, inspired more art, and motivated more discoveries than any other book in history. The Bible has been translated into over 1,000 languages, representing more than 90% of the world's population. It has been published in billions of copies. There are no close seconds to it on the all-time bestseller list. The influence of the Bible and its teaching in the Western world is clear for all who study history, and the influential role of the West in the course of world events is equally clear. Civilization has been influenced more by Judeo-Christian scriptures than any other book or series of books in the world. Indeed, no great moral or religious work in the world exceeds the depth of morality and the principle of Christian love, and none has a more lofty spiritual concept than the biblical view of God. The Bible presents the highest ideals known to men, ideals that have molded civilization." Unquote. Could such a book be merely the product of human imagination? Once again, I think not. The Bible is a book about Jesus. And we can add to what has been said the clear evidence that Jesus is superior to all religious leaders who ever lived. As part of a world religions class I taught, I put together a summary of what makes Jesus different from Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, and any other religious leader who ever lived. Jesus really is like no other religious leader, because all of the following things are true about him, and there is no credible evidence that they are true about any other religious leader who ever existed. His coming and life were predicted hundreds of years in advance with many clear prophecies. He fulfilled all of the prophecies about his life. He led a sinless life. He performed miracles which were witnessed by many. He predicted the future, some of which has already been fulfilled. His story is told in a book that can be demonstrated to be of divine origin. He gave his life as a ransom for many. He rose from the dead. He said that he was God, and he proved it. He promised to return. He said that he personally was the source of eternal life. He described a heaven that is far beyond human experience. Not a single one of these things is true about any individual that ever existed in history, except for Jesus. Jesus truly is unique. He transcends this earthly realm and therefore is able to grant us access to the heavenly realm. With all that has been said today and in previous broadcasts, I will summarize by saying that there is considerable evidence supporting the truth of Christianity and the gospel message. It has been said that for those who have an open mind, there is more than enough evidence, but for those whose minds are closed, there will never be enough evidence. I would like to turn to the question of where Christianity stands among world religions. Is it possible that all religions are true? The answer is no, because religions contradict each other. There is much disagreement in world belief systems. Let's look at a few examples. Only Christians would affirm that Jesus is the one and only Son of God. Atheists don't believe in God. Muslims don't believe that God can have a son. And Jews certainly deny this. New Agers and Eastern religion practitioners might see Jesus as an enlightened being or an avatar, but not the unique Son of God. New Agers see man as God. In fact, a significant focus of New Age religions is attaining self-awareness of one's own godhood. Of course, only atheism would affirm that there is no God. However, certain forms of Buddhism tend toward atheism. Only Muslims would affirm that Muhammad is the final and greatest prophet. So we have quickly come to the conclusion that world religions contradict each other in many ways, yet each implicitly claims to be the ultimate truth. Christianity claims that Jesus is the Son of God who rose from the dead. All other belief systems deny this claim. In a courtroom, if two witnesses contradict each other, either one is lying and the other is telling the truth, or it is possible that both witnesses are lying. The same can be said of world religions. Since world religions contradict each other, at most only one religion can be true. It is also logically possible that all religions are false. So how do we know which religion is true? The question that should be asked is, which religion's truth claims are supported by historical, archaeological, and prophetic evidence, and which religion has the marks of supernatural origin? In his classic text, A General Introduction to the Bible, Dr. Norman Geisler responds to this question saying, quote, other books claim divine inspiration such as the Quran, the Book of Mormon, and parts of the Veda, but none of those books contains predictive prophecy. As a result, fulfilled prophecy is a strong indication of the unique divine authority of the Bible, unquote. Only Christianity can offer credible supporting evidence for the inspiration of its sacred writings. You needn't take Dr. Geisler's word for it or my word for it. You can conduct your own private study of world religions. For God says through the prophet Isaiah, I am God, there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done. God says there is no one like him who can declare how things will turn out long before the events occur. God is in the business of foretelling the future. This is critical in understanding the divine nature of the Bible. God has placed prophecy in the Bible to show those who are seeking truth that the Bible is his book. I believe God is sending a message to you and me. He has made a way for us to know that the Bible is his true record of his revelation to humanity. The God of the Bible is a God of reason. He calls people to use their minds to seek him and to find him, and the truth that will set them free. The truth is this: Humans fell into bondage to sin by their willful disobedience to God. The God of the universe is a God of love and justice. Because of his justice, he must punish sin, just as we would expect a good human judge to punish a crime. Because of his love, God has made a way for humanity to be redeemed. The sins of those who receive Jesus and believe in him are forgiven through his shed blood on the cross as payment for the sins of the world. Because of Christ's victory on the cross, to all who receive him, he gave the right to become children of God, but we must receive him. And receiving him means repenting of our sins, believing in him, and obeying his commands. If we love him, we will obey his commands. The world rejects God's plan of salvation because it requires humility and submission to him. The world rejects God's plan of salvation because it requires surrendering authority to God. We must humbly go before the author of the universe. The clay will not tell the potter what to do. Jesus is the good shepherd. He stands at the door of your heart, knocking, waiting for you to open the door. According to the scriptures, Jesus came to divide those who reject him from those who believe in him. That is tough medicine to swallow. In this life, he forces us to receive him or to reject him. If we ignore him, we have rejected him. He forces us to laud him as God in the flesh or discard him as inconsequential. He forces us to affirm his deity or to live in eternal separation from him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gains access to the Father except through him.